episode 2952, Embrace Your Not Yet.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. Are you ready to take a plunge into healthy living? I know you probably have these huge aspirations of what you want to accomplish in 2023, but you won't be able to do any of it unless if health is on your side. So it's time to embrace your not yet. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Okay, a couple quick announcements here. Number one, pray.com every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific, we have a TV show. It goes there live. Now, sneak peek, we are going to also have video on demand. That means the TV show will be on demand over at pray.com. Hopefully, cross your fingers and pray with me, please, that it will happen this week, first part of next week. I will let you know as soon as it's up. Also, if you want to be in on the know, we've got some exciting things happening around the corner, things that we have never done, but we are growing and we have been asked to do some incredible things to grow our community together, to have that interaction. A lot of people are truly desiring to foster relationships, and I'm not saying, you know, those kind of relationships. I'm talking about having strong friendships, kinship, in what we're doing in our everyday, because as much as we are connected in this world with technology, we are still so disconnected and people are longing for that. So you want to stay tuned, make sure you're on the newsletter in there. And also we have a community, it's brand new. I mean, I'm talking, it's brand spanking new. Go to createyournow.mn.co. Okay, head over there. That's all in the show notes. You can get it there. It costs nothing to join, so it's free, and we're building it, and so I want to be able to be in there and be active for you all. So take a deep breath. My goodness, that is a lot to cover. Where are you in your health? I mean, seriously, because I know with me, I'm struggling. If I can be so honest with you right now, I am doing a food sensitivity test, and it's going to cover, I don't know, well over 200 foods. And I really want to see where my sensitivities are. I think I am sensitive more than what I think I am. And so I want to prove myself that my thinking is what I think I'm thinking. Okay, are you confused yet? Yeah, me too. But our health is our wealth. We cannot do what God has intended us to do in our lives if we do not have our health. And it's one of these wake-up calls that honestly, we just don't stop long enough to think about. Are you rushing to reach your health goals in less time than you got to where you are today? Living a healthy lifestyle isn't about how fast you go, but how you embrace your not yet. I mean, seriously, why is it that we try to speed up time and results when we can't even handle the present? Yeah, it's got me kind of baffled too. We want more of what we don't have to make less of the past mistakes we've been living. And who knew that one pill would not do the magic trick, right? I mean, I know. I will admit that I've tried a few of those. Now, that's way, way long, long time ago before all of these, you know, things came out. But usually it was only like, I might have gotten to like the 15th day and I was done, right? But we try these quick, fast, we want to pull the cord and yes, can we do this? We got this. So where are you? Where are you today? Because until you reach your health goals, you're in transition. That means, guess what? You don't have a health address. Nope. You're a nomad. You're trying to figure out where you're supposed to plant yourself. And in transition, you're still in the process of progress. Everything temporary seems to become permanent. And when you want to change what's not permanent, it goes back to temporary, which leads back to permanent. Oh my goodness. It's no wonder you are where you are today. In transition. But just because you don't like where you are doesn't mean you can't get far. Embrace your not yet. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Embrace your not yet. If your today becomes more important than yesterday or tomorrow, you will begin to see change. That's why you've got to take care of your now. We all live in transitional moments. And in those transitional moments, we have to be all in, 1,000% present. But if I can be so bold for just a moment, listen up. You might be multitasking right now. If you're running and you need to catch your breath, stop for a minute and listen to this. If you're doing the dishes and you're too loud, you're like, gosh, Christiana, can't hear you. Can you talk louder? Okay, just pause for a moment and listen. We don't know how to be present. What did I just say? Because some of us are already planning dinner. Some of us are planning dinner while we're listening to the kiddos talk about their day, and we wonder why we miss who they're becoming. We miss their little breadcrumbs that they leave for us. We're like, why did we not know that they were having a problem? Because we were not present. How can we be present for everybody else if we can't be present for ourselves? We jump from daydreaming to laundry faster than we can go to the bathroom. Strange, I know, yes, I get you. But it's real life. If you want something different than where you're at, you have got to create your now. And that means one step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. You know, I've been frustrated with myself and my health journey. I don't eat like a horrible person, but man, my body just does not like food. I was telling my husband, well, yeah, it was on Valentine's Day, actually, yesterday. I was like, I don't understand it. Maybe I just shouldn't eat anymore. And he goes, well, you could do that, but I don't think it would be really good for your body. You'll be the thinnest you've ever been, but you won't be healthy. And I'm like, yeah, I know. There's the problem. And I have done so many different things. And quite frankly, I'm exhausted. But I also know that God has something greater in store. I know He's moving. And I know it's important that I have a strong, healthy body and a strong, healthy mind. And I can't have that if I don't take care of myself. And so I have been working on things personally. And it's not fun. No, it's not. And some days, man, I mess it all up. Other days, I'm spot on. And then other days, well, you know what? It's 60-40 on some things, 50-50 on another. I don't like the 80-20 rule. It doesn't work for me. Because I'll always find an excuse. Let me tell you, I will find any excuse. Valentine's Day was a great excuse. The more chocolate I can have, the better off it is. It's dark chocolate, right? Wink, wink. It's not about the results of tomorrow. You have got to get to the results today. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. So what does that look like? So let's break down the basics of health. There's 10 things I want to chat with you about. And I say chat because we think about this stuff, but we really don't think about this stuff, right? Let's go back to being present. I bet you're doing two other things besides listening to me. It's easy, right? I know. I do the same thing. I listen to podcasts and I'm cleaning. I'm taking the dust. I'm driving and running an errand. I'm going to the post office. I'm in the grocery store. And then all of a sudden I have a conversation with somebody because they asked me about where something is, because for whatever reason I have the face that says I know everything of where it is in the store. So they ask me, literally that happens almost every single time I go into the store. It's ridiculous. But then I get sidetracked. And do I go back and listen to what I missed? Nope. I'm still going. So I may have missed 5 minutes of the episode that I was listening to. And I'm like, seriously? I probably missed the good stuff. We're missing the good stuff in life. We're missing the good stuff in health because we don't understand presence. And so I'm begging you today to listen. And I want you to analyze. Yes, I don't like that word, but we're going to use that word. Because I'm doing this for myself. And if you come over and watch the show, you're going to see, there's a difference, right, with me being behind the camera on the podcast. But man, when I'm in front of the camera, it's different. And I'm going to tell you, I have weight to lose. And I'm not being ridiculous about how I eat or what I eat. I'm not eating 3 large pizzas a day. Maybe only 2. I'm joking. But seriously, we have got to analyze where we are. We've got to be present in our day to create our now. But we are too busy, and we're too busy with the stuff that doesn't matter. You cannot be here for your kids if you are not alive and breathing. That means you have health on your side. And let me tell you, life's too short. My heart breaks for the families at Michigan State University. If you didn't hear, I believe now it's 2 days ago, there was a shooting on campus. At the time of this recording, 3 were killed. The gunman himself killed his own self-inflicted wound, and there were 5 critical. Now, that is at the time of this recording. I do not have the updates. I don't know any more than that. But what I do know, regardless of the updates and what's coming out of that, is there are families that are hurting. And we have got to learn to be more present in our everyday. And being present in our everyday goes to the basics of our health and what we're doing. What are you feeding yourself? One of my sons right now, he's really starting to lean into his health, and I think it's absolutely adorable and precious. And I've modeled it very well for them. I'm not one who locks down the kitchen and says, okay, you're eating only between these times. It's an open house kitchen all the time. They have free reign. I've done that since they were little. I have just done that. But guess what? They've been able, and they have really tracked themselves in regulating what they eat, how they eat, etc. It has benefited them. But one of my sons, he's really into right now his sodium. And so he'll look at things and he'll look at the sodium. He's like, oh my gosh, Mom, do you see this? It's like over 1,000 grams. He goes, no wonder we're having issues in this world. I'm like, I know. And I said, and look at the serving size. And he's like, this is for 2? He goes, I would think it would be for 1. We've got to go back to the basics, and the basics starts with presence. And so I really want you to analyze. So you might be distracted a little bit. And I hate to say this, but stop. I need you to stop, and I need you to listen, because you matter. God has got big plans for your life. And by golly, if you do not have your health, you're not going to make it to live out those big plans. And that's what I call your living legacy. Your legacy doesn't start when you're 6 feet under, okay? It starts right now. It started when you were conceived. It's what you are living out. That is what matters. That's how you impact the world you touch. Let's break these down. Oh, you can tell I'm kind of hot on this one. Number 1, nutrition. Are you eating what you need for your body? You know, I already mentioned, I'm going to do this food sensitivity test. Haven't done it yet. I have no idea what the results are going to be, but I'm going to do it. And I'm interested, I'm curious, maybe there isn't going to be anything, but what if it all comes back and like food really does hate my body? What if I can only eat 3 things? Okay, well, I'm not going to jump to that conclusion till I get the results. But in order to do that, right, I have to make the appointment. I have to follow through. So what are you doing for your nutrition? Are you eating real foods? Are you eating enough greens? If you're not and you don't like greens, guess what? I'm not going to tell you that's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm going to tell you, you need greens. So find a way to get it in your body. Do you need to find a supplement that will give you those greens? It's okay if you don't like being a rabbit, but figure a way to get greens in your body. You need them. The more vegetables, the better. Yes, you need to have sprinklings of fruit. Be careful and cautious. Why? Because there's sugar in there called carbohydrates. And you want to make sure there's a balance there. Right? We look at our nutrition and our macros, our fats, our proteins, and our carbohydrates. Are you eating what your body needs? Are you eating the amount of protein? If you're a female, you're going to be looking at anywhere from 50 to 72 grams. You might go up a little bit, but it depends on your body. Now, if you're doing strength training and you're lifting regularly, you're going to need more protein. And men, let me tell you this, you're going to need a lot more protein, way over 100 grams. If you're doing major strength training, you're lifting weights 3 times a week, you can go ask your nutritionist, always consult your physician, but you're going to be looking at 120 grams or greater. Depends on the exercise that you're doing. So are you eating what you need for your body? Because you can't eat like me because you're not me, right? You have to eat for your body. What does that look like? What can you, you know, substitute? What can you change? But it's only one thing. Now, we're going through all of these. So don't jump immediately saying, I'm going to do that. Let's talk about all of them. All right. I said there's 10. We only did number one. Number two, fitness. Are you moving intentionally for your body? All of us can move more. It's not about what you do on a daily basis. You've got to move intentionally 30 minutes a day. 30 minutes a day. At least walk 30 minutes a day. If you can throw in strength training, more power to you. If you can do that 3 times a week. And that walking, make it cardio also. Step it up a little bit on your pace. But in all of that, make sure you got good solid shoes. A good footing, right? Because you don't want to get hurt. And don't try to act like you know what you're doing. If you haven't done strength training, and when you stop strength training, you were like at 25 pounds and lifting these, you know, great things over your head. All of a sudden, you're like, I'm going to start with 15. No. Go back to 1, 2, or 3 pounds. 5 pounds max. Seriously. You can always up, but if you get injured, what? You can't take it back. And then you've stalled out. But the question is, are you moving intentionally for your body? Where are you on the fitness scale? Number three, sleep. Are you getting enough sound sleep for your body? That means at night, not the naps that you might want to take. I want sound sleep at night. Are you doing that, man? Let me tell you, that's a struggle for me. It is a struggle. For me to go to bed before midnight is a miracle. And when it happens, I celebrate it. Do I always fall asleep though, even though I'm in bed? No, but you know what it allows me to do? It allows me to calm myself down. And so my sleep that I do get, if I can get 6 to 7 hours, that's like peak for me. I know I'm strange, but that is really peak. I'm not an 8 or 9 hour girl. It just doesn't work. And yes, I've done the whole test of I go to bed without an alarm clock, wake up, all of that. I've done it. And my sweet spot is about 6.5 to 7 hours. That's my sweet spot. That's when I wake up feeling strong, good, and rested. If I fall asleep, right, and then I wake up that 6.5, 7 hours, and I go back to sleep, which I've done, man, after that extra hour, hour and a half, I wake up, I'm like, oh my gosh, I just feel groggy, worn out. It's like I've gotten too much, okay? You've got to figure out your peak sleep. And let me tell you, there's stuff out there to help you, but you don't have to go spend the money. Be aware, be present in your body. Are you getting enough sound sleep? Number four, balance. And this balance is giving and taking, appropriate for your joints primarily, right? How you stand. Can you stand on one foot? Do you have that balance or do you have to grab onto something? It's important because as you get older, guess what you lose? Balance. And so it's important to do exercises and movement that enhances balance. But I wanted that to be separate than fitness. Because you can work on that. And that comes from what? Stretching. Stretching is one of the best things you can do for your body. Every day, stretch, stretch, stretch. Number five, hydration. I cannot talk about this enough. Are you drinking enough water for your body? Most of us don't. We're walking around dehydrated. Our children are dehydrated. Our seniors are dehydrated. I'm almost there, by the way. Okay, I'm not that close, but I feel like I'm getting up there. Pretty soon I'll be considered a senior. Okay, we're not going to call myself that, but we'll leave that for another episode. Hydration. You got to drink water. You've got to drink water. And if you don't drink any water at all, start with one glass. then go to 2 glasses, then go to 3. And eventually you'll need to measure. And once when you're done measuring, you'll just know. And quite frankly, if you need something, start buying water bottles. And if you're one who doesn't like water, then buy the little mini ones. Set yourself up for success. You can drink 2 of those. It's great for measurement. That's why I say you don't have to do that for the rest of your life, because I know we want to be conscious of our environment. I totally get it. Recycle then. But initially when you're starting out, so you know how much water you really can take in, your body needs it. And let me tell you, you'll sleep better. You'll move better. You'll eat better. Your balance will be stronger. Why? Because your cells are hydrated and they can do the work they need to do. You'll have a better immune system. So it's going to fight off the stuff that's coming around the corner for spring and into summer. 6, vitamins and minerals. Boy, are you taking a multivitamin? Most of us are not. You need to be taking a multivitamin. Our soil is depleted. I'm sorry. It's been depleted for decades now. You need to be taking a multivitamin. If you don't know what kind, talk to your primary care physician and ask them. There are so many supplement programs out there, but again, you need to consult your physician who's providing care with you, especially if you're on medication. You don't want any contraindications. So I cannot stress that enough. But what I can stress is you need a multivitamin that allows you to take in those minerals and those vitamins that we're not getting in our food because they're just no longer in our soil. And if you're eating a lot of processed box food, you're definitely not getting any of it. So your gut is starving. 8, emotions. I know a lot of us don't think about our health being wrapped up in emotions, but are you grounded in your emotional well-being? Do you have too much anger? Seriously. Are you walking around depressed? You feel like I just need to be alone all the time because I just need to be alone all the time? That's not healthy. Okay, if you're angry all the time and mad, if you're short-tempered, that's not healthy. So you need to look at your emotional well-being. There is nothing wrong with getting help and seeking a therapist, a counselor. In my opinion, everybody should have one. I have one. And it's wonderful. Now, I'm not currently seeing one, but I did for a long while. And I went through some hard work. And now I'm in a good place. I wasn't in a bad place to begin with. But the reality of my life was I needed to be grounded in my emotions. I needed to know why I felt this way. Why I would do certain things. I had to dig deep. It's not easy work, but it is great work. And it's the one step. 9, what about your intellect? I know you're thinking, what? Are you learning to keep your brain active? Are you learning? Because if you don't learn, guess what? Welcome to zombie land. And you think those things of zombies are fun to watch. Yeah, I don't think so. I think they're quite gross. And I don't like them. When my family watches this a zombie something or other, I just walk out of the room because I have no interest in it. I don't ever want to be in that state of being a zombie. And of course, not like they're portrayed, obviously, in movies and films. But I'm being serious. Are you learning so you can keep your brain active? You've got to keep connecting neurons. Because if not, you're not practicing. So as you get older, what do you think happens? It's not going to work as well. All of this builds off of each other, right? Your nutrition, your hydration. You've got to take care of your body. And finally, 10, restoration. Are you getting enough rest, restoration, and rejuvenation for your body? And I'm not talking about sleep. This is rest. This is a time where it just allows you to be. To be in the moment, whatever you need in that. Sometimes at night, I'll sit out in my studio and I'll listen to the waterfall in our pool and the bubblings of the water. and everything else is quiet. Every once in a while, I'll hear a meow from our kitty cat, or the puppy dog will go as he's shifting positions. We got an English bulldog, so, and he's getting up there in age. We need that restoration. We need to be able to have that time, that me time. And maybe that's a devotion for you in the morning, quiet time. Maybe it's writing your book, and that's restoration for you. Restoration doesn't mean that you aren't doing anything, but it's restoring deeper within you. It's not the surface level. It's going deep, deep, deep. It's satisfying your spirit, your soul, your heart. Embrace your not yet by being present. It's not easy. In fact, you may get frustrated, and you may be already frustrated with me now. But I want to challenge you, because 2023 will be incredible if you have great health. But you can't do what God wants you to do if you don't have your health. And that comes by your choice. You got to create your now. So my prayer for you is this: be patient with what is not yours today so you can live tomorrow better than yesterday. Go out, train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.